And again, if you have some insight, you can give it to me. But I read all the rules and went through all the stuff last night and this morning. And like I said, was on the phone a couple times because there are some things that were unclear. So I'll try to add some clarity. And if you have some questions, I'll try to answer those for you as well as best I can, or I will promise to get you the answers. So let's just jump in. What kind of incentive is this? Well, it's very similar to the one that we just went through, but there are some distinctions. Okay, the one that I'm talking about is Alaska Cruise. And I know some of you may have come back from that just recently. They had a great time. I heard from a number of people, and that's super. This incentive is based, again, on it's a heavy into recruiting. They want you to find 14 new people, 7 of which have to be associates. You could have 14 associates. In other words, you could win this without signing up any consumers or exclusively associates. But the minimum requirement is at least 7 of them have to be associates, okay, recruiting. It's simple and easy to calculate. It's about enrollments, which we just talked about, you're recruiting, and it's about new DPV, new volume that you generate. And as I put in the outline, that's about it, folks. All we have to do is go out and do it now, okay? Okay, but there are rules and restrictions around it, so we're going to, you know, look through all of those. The problem with this one, it just like the last one, whenever you have a incentive that's based on cumulative volume from new people, you know that you know the most important time to get started is right out of the box. It's June 1, right? And I know it's already the 18th. That doesn't mean if you haven't signed up anyone this month, you can't win it. It just means you've got 2 weeks left in this month approximately, right? And now's the time. Use the next 13 days at your highest and best level. Blitz, just get out there and say, okay, I'm going to talk to 20 people a day. You can do that. In fact, if you're doing reactivation lists and other ways of doing it, my gosh, you could connect with 50 or 100 people a day. If you're sending out mass emails, if you're working through Sound Concepts, we'll talk about all those techniques, you could actually get out and do 100 people a day, right? Because it's not about your time. It's about allocating responsibility for those things to other people to do for you and get connections out there going in 18 different directions. And that's the way you win this incentive, because it's about building up volume. And the more you build up in the month of June on automatic order, of course, those will then multiply. So any automatic order you get this month, if they stay there, will be multiplied by 5. That's the greatest thing possible, right? So that's why we say procrastination will totally undermine you. And the easiest way to win this incentive is win it in the month of June. You're not going to get all the volume, but you'll have in place everything you need to actually win the incentive. If you're lazy and you wait till, you know, October, you're in trouble. You can still do it, but it'll be, like, highly stressful for you. So win it now. Summer months, the other thing you need to know about summer months is they typically are kind of slow. But there's also the concept that summer months present us with many more opportunities because there's so many people out with free time, kids and families, out on vacations, they're out in the parks, they're out at the public schools, public pools. There's just a lot of activities going on during the summer because kids are out of school. So you have that flexibility of finding a lot more people than you may if everybody's tied into a classroom. So get out there and start doing things. Don't stay stuck at home. You want to get out and do things where you meet more people. You can, you know, build relationships. This business is all relationships. That's what I tell people. It's all based on build relationships. Go out there and build relationships. Make things happen. I even, in light of this, I heard somebody on my trip that was from my church talk about she was about to get on because she has no testosterone, and she was about to get on shots, and we talked about that. And, you know, testosterone shots have a side effect of cancer, creating cancer in the human body. And I don't scare people into taking our products or giving our products an opportunity to work for them, but it was a great share in the mission field. And she goes, she asked how much it costs to get on Plus and blah, 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 blah. And I said, you have 100% money-back guarantee. That was the clincher. She looked at me, are you kidding? You mean I could try this for 6 months? And she goes, well, that's a no-brainer. And I go, got it. So there's another sign-up in the mission field, right? But you have to be ready, ears open, to listen to what people are talking about. I didn't ask her to get involved in Manatech. She presented a problem, talked about a concern that she was having, blah, 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 out of the blue, and I was able to answer that concern for her. So have those ears open and be involved with people in as many ways as you possibly can, right? Okay, that's great. So we make summer make summer a wonderful time for you to go out and share and care. Step one, what I always do this with incentives, and you guys know this. You probably have a dozen your paper, your wallpaper in your office area, if you have one dedicated to your magic office, probably filled with different pictures of different incentives. But I believe that it's critically important. In fact, Lydia and I are going to go out and we're going to buy some posters today of Jamaica, Cozumel, Grand Cayman, and we're going to put them in our office because we're going. And we're going to like post little things on there, and we're going to keep track of how many we've signed up, you know, and we're just going to have our numbers be, right on the poster, okay? That's fun. Make a game of it. Make it fun. Don't make it a burden. Make it fun. And incentives are fun. Just ask anyone who just got back from Alaska. They'll tell you how much fun they had. So, you know, so get some pictures around your house. And then the next step is invite the person. I've already invited the person. Of course, Lydia, she won't let me invite anyone else. So she's auto going. So she's going to be on the incentive as well. And so you want to block out the vacation days. So she still has to talk to her boss to see if she can get time off. And I'm not sure I'm going to let her do that. I'm just kidding. Of course, she's going to have time off. Yeah, she says, I'm going to let you go. So maybe she's going to make me stay home, and she's going to take my position and invite somebody else. But the idea is that invite that person. Already have in mind exactly who you're going to invite, and invite them so they take the time off for vacation from their job. Why do we tell you to do that? Because guess what? That just tells you more, and you get more conviction in your heart that you're going to win it because you just had somebody take time off their vacation schedule to come with you to this incredible incentive, Caribbean cruise. By the way, if you were at an Alaska cruise, you know you wore like sweaters and jackets and all this stuff. You won't need any of that on this cruise. In fact, you will need sleeveless shirts, blouses, swimming suits, no cold weather on this trip. So invite that person. Understand the rules. That's why you're on the call today, so you can get a full grasp of the rules, and then get into massive action now, okay? So rules, we really didn't attach them. Did you attach them to the outline, Lydia? I don't think so, because they're in the library. So you can find them in the library. There's a short little cutesy two-page decorative rule sheet that just kind of outlines the basics, but then you might want to go and read the full, you know, breadth of the, I think it's about 12 pages. There's all the particulars in the back just to make sure that you're not breaking any rules, and gives you more insight. But I'm going to recapture both here today. I'm not going to go over the fine line rules on the back, whether what age you have to be and all those kind of things. Manatech has the same about 4 pages at the back of every incentive that just basically talking about bound by official rules and commissions, associates in good standing, all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to run through all of that, so if you make sure that at least you're aware of that, you know it's there, and you're not breaking any of those rules. So I'm just going to basically talk about how we win and some of the restrictions in there. So let's jump in and talk about it. The rules, very straightforward, and if you're familiar with some of the incentives we had over the last few years, very similar to what the direction Manatech's been going on for these incentives. Points are awarded to enrollers of new preferred customers and associates. Now, I'm going to ask for forgiveness because I use the word customer freely. Technically, under our legal languaging, a preferred customer is somebody who's buying at the same price as regular associates. Now, we have retail customers as well, but Manatech calls the retail customers, I believe they use the word retail and or customer, and then they use preferred customers, people that are getting the same price as associates. So just bear in mind, I'm not talking about retail customers at all in any of this, okay? We're talking about enrolling new preferred customers and associates. Does that mean retail customers don't qualify for volume?
Retail customers don't even have an account.
Oh, Lydia just said that. They don't even have an account. Okay, Lydia. All right. So that opens that up. So it's only those customers you can bring in and get them signed up. So so points are awarded to enrollers of new customers and associates. You get 1 point for every PV purchase during the incentive period. So if somebody buys the new Ambertoast Life tub, and it's $148 or $50, and what's the PV on it? $140. So you're going to have to know the PV because that's what you're going to be based on, your points that you're accumulating, okay? So they're getting 1 for every PV purchase during the incentive period, which is June 1 through October 2018. there is some language in the rules, the big stack of rules, that says anyone signed up after June 1, that's wrong. Okay, it starts June 1. Okay, so it starts June 1. So from June 1 forward through October 31st, you get 1 point for every PV purchase during the incentive period. All right? So that's important. That's how you accumulate it. So what do I emphasize? I emphasize June orders because if you get them on automatic order, let's say I get somebody on 150, right? The new Amber Toast Life. I reactivate somebody with new Amber Toast Life, and that's 140, and they stay on it for 5 months. That's 5 times 140. That's 700 PV for me, right? That qualifies for my needed amount of points I need to win out of air just on a reactivation, all right? So that's how it works, and that's why we want people to have you work as hard as you can in June to get the multiplier effect of 5 towards all of those orders that you get on automatic order in June. And notice, too, that when you sign up a new associate, have this really clear in your head, we know we enroll them with $49.99, right? That is not a product purchase. That does not support any of the required points you need. It's just how to become an associate. You have to buy that $49.99 pack. And here's the other word. If you buy that, you have 30 days in which to purchase products. If you don't, then you don't qualify. And you have to they have 30 days to purchase, but let me put it this way. If they sign up at $49.99 and they don't purchase product, they're still a new associate. But if their purchase doesn't come till November, you don't get credit for a November. You follow me? You lose that, and you lose them if there's no purchase that's shipped during that June 1 to October 31, you don't get any credit for that. You don't get credit for them being a new associate that you've signed up if they just pay the $49.99, and you have no product, PV, that's going to apply. So you want to make sure when you're in, and this is an inordinate situation because most of the people, I don't bother signing somebody up at $49.99 who's not ordering. Why would I sign them up? I've not seen any reason to do that in any of my signups yet, but some people might be playing a game with that or whatever, or maybe they don't have money today, but they want to be an associate, and you want to position them properly in your organization. There could be some techniques you're using to do that, but I don't do it. I don't do it until they're ready to buy products. So you want to make sure that they purchase product within 30 days of enrollment date in order to qualify as a new enrollment. Yeah, get that clear. That's critical. Otherwise, don't qualify. And if they don't purchase, if they enroll in October and they don't have a purchase till November, then you have no volume that's associated with them. Okay. So you're required to have at least 14 new associates or preferred customers. All right. At least 7 must be associates. So you a minimum of 7. You can have all 14 be new associates and you qualify. Assuming you hit the volume requirement as well, but you can't have all 14 be preferred customers and qualify, right? You have to have at least 7 being new associates. It doesn't matter if the 7 new associates only buy 100 amongst, you know, if each of them bought, you know, $100, you only have 700. You don't have to have half the volume attributable to associates. You just need to have half of the new signups have to be qualified associates. Now let's talk about points requirements. The minimum point requirement is 10,000 points, which means 10,000 PV associated with new associates and preferred customers, right? That's how you get it, over that 5-month period. That will get you the basic cruise package for 2 people with 10,000 points. If you get 12,000, you get a 500 travel allowance, 15,000, 1,000 travel allowance, 20,000, they start giving you not only the travel allowance but also ship credits, 25 additional ship credits, and then when you get to 35,000 points, you get a 2,000 travel allowance and a $1,000 ship credit. So all of that's available. So there's 6 different levels of points, requirements for different awards, but the basic one is getting to 10,000. So just make sure you get to at least 10,000 points so you win the cruise package. You can meet us down. I think it's sailing out of Galveston, Texas, so you're going to be in my home state. And we're looking forward to being on board, ship with you. You must have a DPV growth of at least one PV. Okay, so let me explain. I put more on this to come because I need to explain this to you. What Manatech is doing is they're going back to look at January, February, March, those 3 months of this year. Let's say, I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say you had $25,000 in January, you had $30,000 in February, and you had $35,000 in March, okay? You take those three numbers, 25, 30, 35, you divide them, add them together and divide it by three, which would come out to average $30,000. So my average of that is also called my baseline DPV. Everybody got that? 25, 30, 35. If I'm just using those numbers because they're easy to follow, January, February, March of 2018. So I divide it by three because that's 3 months worth, and I come up with a, you know, if I total them together, which is 90,000 total volume divided by three is 30,000. That's my baseline. Okay. Now I multiply that. I have to average that over the 5 months during the incentive period. So that means that I need at least 5 times 30 or 150,000 of DPV during the incentive period from June 1 through October 31st plus one PV. So I only have to grow by one PV. That's it. Just make sure I have like 30,000 average per month for 5 months plus one.
Nope.
The average doesn't have to be plus one. I just need one. So if it's 30,000 times 5, that's 150,000. I just need 150,000 and 1 PV, and that qualifies me as long as I meet the sign-up requirements. Everybody clear on that? So that's the DPV growth requirement. Pretty easy, simple, easy to calculate. No sophisticated science around that. So just be aware that we're not, you know, math. And you know, I think it's a little ridiculous because I'm going one. You're just requiring people to include one. I mean, this is so simple. I remember when we had to increase by 10% or, you know, a certain percentage or a certain volume depending on what level you were at. And, I mean, it was just like crazy stuff. It wasn't one. But Manatech is, you know, really making this as easy as possible for anyone to win. So just a one PV requirement of growth during that period. You must maintain your leadership level. Okay, here's the requirement. 2 of 5 months. So whatever your leadership requirement, and what how do they determine the leadership level? They go back to the same 3 month period, January, February, March of 2018, and what was your highest leadership for at least 2 of the 3 months. So if you just happen to have one really cool month in there, February was great, and you went up, you went from silver director to gold director, and then you fell back down to silver director, they're saying, what's your highest level for at least 2 of those 3 months? What's your highest level? That's your leadership level, and you must maintain that leadership level at least 2 of the 5 months during the incentive period. So it's not you have to hit it every for 5 months straight. It's just at least 2 of those months you must hit it. Okay? If you're brand new, you just signed up, because, see, I want some of my people who signed up this month to win the cruise. Can they do that? Absolutely. You could technically have somebody sign up in October and win the cruise. Follow? There's no requirement that you're an associate for any period of time. You just have to be an associate at some time. So, and what do you need to do? If you're either a non-leader, in other words, you don't have any leadership level as of yet, or you are brand new, you must attain the minimum of silver associate status. Well, that's 150 PV. That's like, I don't even want to discuss it because it's so silly, right? I mean, how could you win this and not have 150 PV, right, as your minimum silver associate status? So that's pretty simple to do. Then the next requirement is for those of you who won the May 3 and 31, they had that luggage incentive that we just went through in May. A lot of people won it. I think they're like, I don't know, 150 suitcases or something, 79, 80 people won it. I believe some people won two. One person won like 6 pieces of luggage or something. I don't know what they're going to do with all that, but they got it. So Lydia can't wait to get her bag. I don't know when they're shipping those for those, so don't ask me that question. But if you won the May 3 and 31 incentive, Manatech is going to look at the people that helped you win it. So, and that was based exclusively on associates signups. You had to sign up at least three. And for every three, you got a piece of luggage. So you sign up three, you got a piece of luggage. And I think they had a minimum volume requirement of 150 for each one of them. So three at 150, you got one piece of luggage. Six at 150 or more, you got two pieces of luggage, right? Well, what Manatech's doing is they're going to look at all the ones that helped you qualify. So if you had 9 or you had 12 or you had 20 associates in that month, if that's what you signed up, they're going to give you credit for the top three. They're going to take your top three qualifies. In other words, the people that ordered the most volume. You don't get credit for any of the volume they bought in May. But those three people are going to be treated as if you signed them up in June. So for like for Mary Jo, so that means I already have three associate signups. Excuse me. I already have three of my required seven associates that I need to have to have signed up in my 14 total requirement. Make sense? Because I won the luggage, so that means my top three that qualified me for the May 31 are treated as if they were signed up in June, so I already have three associates towards my luggage without signing anyone up this month, although we already have about five or six signups because Lydia did four last week. but those three are going to be applied towards my seven requirement. Number two, those three that were signed up in May that helped me win the luggage, also 100% of the volume they buy, DPV, they purchase in the 5 months of this incentive will be applied against my minimum point requirement. So I get credit for all their purchases as well. Any questions about how the May 3 and 31 interacts with this incentive? Anyone? Important to know that. If you didn't win the luggage, then you don't have anything to think about. You just run the incentive the way it is. But if you did win the luggage incentive, you have a great head start on this incentive as well. You're going to be one cruising fool, right? Okay, anyone else? Anyone? Okay, great. So that's how the May 3 works towards it. Extra bonuses for winners, let's talk about that. There's a high performer bonus. If you win the trip and you started at least 10 new associates on qualified product order during the incentive period. Qualified product order meaning not just buying their $49.99. Any kind of order, any order they had in their name qualifies, okay? Qualifying because all of that is qualifying for the DPV requirement for the incentive. So even if they had a 10, we don't have such a thing as a $10. What if they ordered a box of GI Pro Balance during the five-month period? Guess what? They qualify as one of my 10. So if I get 10, they're going to be special gifts awarded to what they call high performers. That's something that Lydia and I are definitely going to win, but you can shoot that as for another, definitely get 10 new associates on board in the next five business periods. All right, so that's a high-performance bonus. We don't know what the gift is going to be, but they are going to have special gifts awarded. Secondly, if you're a presidential director, you can qualify as team qualification. If you get four of your associates underneath you and you are the first upline presidential director, qualified presidential, how do you know whether you're qualified? You go back to January, February, March. What was your highest level during those three business periods, right? Those 3 months. And if everybody in your downline, if you might have had a presidential underneath you, but they didn't qualify for two of those 3 months, that means you are the first upline presidential director for everybody in your organization if they didn't qualify two of those 3 months. If you get four people underneath you to win the cruise, guess what? And they have to be in two separate legs. You can't have four in one leg, so they're not going to give you credit if you have one barn burst buster person that's in one leg that's really driving everybody to win it. You've got to go out there and support other people to win as well. If you have four qualifying, then you're going to get boosted up one level. So you go back to, on my outline, 2C talks about point requirements and what you earn. So let's say Mary Jo is in the 15,000 points. So I'm getting the cruise plus a $1,000 travel allowance. If I get four people on my downline, at least in two different legs, right, at least two different legs to qualify for the trip, Manatech going to boost me instead of 15,000 points. They're going to treat me as if I got 20,000 points. So I'll not only get the $1,000 travel allowance, but I'll also get a $500 ship credit. You get it? So they boost you up one level in terms of the point levels if you are a presidential director. There's also a special for the platinums, but I'm not getting into that because I don't think we have any platinums on this call, so we're just sticking to this, all right? Okay, any questions about extra bonuses for winners? All right, number four, how to win. Endless ways, but here are a few suggestions. Obviously, just going out there and doing your business every day, you can win this incentive. You know, and you can win it as a tortoise, you can win it as a hare. You can work fast or you can work slowly. I prefer fast out of the gate because I know that that's going to be important for me to collect my numbers and get as high number of points I possibly can. It also allows me to offer the opportunity to people that I get started, how would you like a Caribbean cruise? Why aren't you going out there marketing that this month? You can get people started this month and they can win the Caribbean cruise. When's the easiest time to get a lot of people signed up? I'm going to suggest for people to enroll, it's when you first get started because you have a whole new list. It's 150, 250, 500 people that you can contact to get started, right? And so you want to work with those new people and explode the business right out of the box. That's what you want to do. So finding new people who want to win a free Caribbean cruise, just to help work with them and win the cruise with them. You'll watch your volume just explode. So there are just endless ways to do it. And I didn't even list get them to win the cruise as well because, you know, if you haven't started promoting that, you know, don't go in there in October and try to get somebody to win the Caribbean cruise. That's pretty tough. They still may be able to do it, but it's a tough boat to toe or whatever it is called. You definitely use that as an idea. So add that to your suggestions. But let's jump through a bunch of them. I'll just give you numbers so you can get an idea of what this could look like for you. Let's say you really love True Health and you're out there marketing True Health, the bundles. Well, if you sign up 3 new people on True Health bundle every business period, so you get 5. There are 5 business periods. 3 per business period gives you 15 people that you're signing up over the next 5 months. And they're ordering and maintaining the 250 bundle, right? The True Health bundle. And if they maintain that for the entire 5 business periods, you will get an estimated 11,250 points. So you'll win the basic cruise package, and if you just, you know, pick up another 750 points from consumers or other people that don't do the True Health, you'll easily get to the 12,000-point requirement to get your travel allowance or maybe even the 15,000. But so 3 new people on True Health bundles every business period for each month. Guess what? Bingo, that's a winner. 7 of those have to be new associates, just so you recognize. It can't be all consumers. Again, don't forget about that second aspect of this. It's about volume and leadership level. It's got to be associates versus consumers. You can sell a second way that you can do it. Don't forget about our value bundles. Manatech has a bunch of value bundles that carry a lot of PV with them. So if you sign up 3 new people on the $4.99 value bundle every BP, so you're getting there's 5 BPs. That's again 15 people buying value bundles. You're going to generate 12,000 points. Assuming you get them after they buy their value bundle, you get them on 150 PV average level throughout the remaining BPs of the incentive period for them, depending on when they came in, right? Or anytime I give you these numbers in here, obviously if somebody quits, you can always replenish it with other signups, other volume. But it doesn't mean, even if they quit taking the products, they still qualify as what? They'll qualify as a qualified associate for your associate signups and your customer signups so you can get to your 14. Can I lose a qualified person? Absolutely. If somebody terminates their account and asks for their money back, guess what happens? You lose that person as a qualified associate or qualified consumer for this incentive. So be alert to that fact. Just because you get them in today, you better develop a good customer service program because you don't want them exercising their rights underneath the 100% money-back guarantee, right? And we know that rarely happens. I think Lydia and we were talking about the other day, I think there are 3 people in over 10 years, 3 that we
remember that return products. That's it. That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, and we talk about it to people, but we also support them and help them so they can see the differences and they get that we love them and we care about them and we love to have them in our community, and that all of that plays a role in people staying on the products. So make sure you have a great customer service program. So you can do it by True Health, right? That's number one. We talked about sell value bundles. That's another way. Do a blitz. This is what I love to do. That's why I left town and said, Lydia, get 5 signups. You do a blitz. Just work extremely hard for a couple of months, and you'll cruise into winning the cruise. You like that language? Cruise into winning the cruise. So, and then the neat thing is if you work really hard for a couple of months, then you get a bunch of new people that you can work with to really help them build their businesses. And watch what happens. You know, a lot of us get focused on winning cruises or winning incentives and all that stuff. But the reality is that when you get tied into winning incentives, and I used to be an incentive junkie. In fact, for the first, 15 years I was with Manzac, I was the only one. The weeks used to be with me, but then they missed one of the incentives. But I won every single incentive for 15 years straight. And one of the main reasons I did it, there are a number of them, because I love getting my people involved, and I love being traveling with my people in the community. But the idea was every single time I've worked towards an incentive, I brought a ton of people with me, and my volume exploded in my downline. So if you really want to grow your business, you get other people incentivized to win the incentive with you. So then doing a blitz is a great way to do it, because then you can grab on the people in the first or second month, and they too can win the cruise with you. So if you do the blitz, if you sign up 7 new associates customers at 150 in the month of June, and then July as well. So I'm just saying do a 2-month blitz, get at least 7 new people, associates and customers, at 150 PV, and guess what? All you're going to need to add is another 550 more PV with other associates or consumers coming in or added volume in the new people, and you're going to have your 10,000. So isn't that cool? Just get 14 in the next 2 months and get them at the 150 PV, and you're going to have the incentive one. Now, that doesn't mean we stop recruiting, but I'm just telling you that kind of blitz, just really push yourself beyond whatever you've done before. And again, why did I tell Lydia to get 5 signups while I was gone? Because I wanted to make sure I got at least 7 in this period. Right? You got it? So this is how you help yourself. This is the benefits of helping yourself to do that. So this is a blitz, 7 and 7. And you guys can work out, you know, you're looking at my numbers and what I've given you on the chart. You guys can work this out yourself, too, no matter where you are, to see exactly what you need to do. Because it's a simplistic incentive from a calculation perspective. You don't have a lot of, you know, variables out there. It's really about how many people have I enrolled, how many associates, how many customers, and what kind of volume they have. Boom. So what do I have at the end of June? Bingo. Now I know what I have to create for July, August, September, October. Okay, what I have at the end of July, bingo. Okay, now I know what I have to create August, September, October. And I know some of you guys are going to be jackrabbits like I am and jump out of the box, but a lot of you like to procrastinate. You're going to be all of a sudden September 1 and come along and you go, oh my gosh, I got 60 days to create 10,000. Don't do that. Do it now. Get to work now. So blitzing is fun. We can't stay at blitzes, most of us, for extended period of time, but we surely can do it over a, 30-60-day period. Next, D, using the great sampling program we have on Impact Plus. You guys, this is awesome. In fact, I hated leaving town. No, I didn't. I loved going into the mission field and going to Brazil. But at the time I was leaving is when the sampling program was just kicking off, and I was like so jealous because I thought, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. Right? So I'm just saying, look at what you have, especially you only have 2 weeks left with Sound Concepts giving you this phenomenal deal. What's the phenomenal deal, Lydia? You pay, $25 for 10 samples. They mail them, they mail the card, they give 2 samples with every card, and it's only costing you $2.50 per person. The price of this is going to go to $4.95 come July 1. So you have 2 weeks left, 13 days left to buy these. Now here's something I will tell you about, not for you procrastinators, but for everybody. I've been told that I can go in and buy a couple hundred of these right now, and they will store there for me. So I could take advantage of the great pricing. And if I don't get, I don't have to have them all mailed out by July 1, but I can buy, I can have a bank of them sitting over there that I can use over a time period. I don't know if there's a limited time. I didn't see that. But Lydia told me there's no restriction on how many you buy, and they are committed to sending them out for you once you purchase them. So if you're planning on using the sampling program, you don't buy whatever you're sending out right now and send them, and then as soon as July 1 comes, you start doing it at $4.95. You want to bank some over at Sound Concepts that you're going to use for the next 60 days. You get it? Or maybe 90 days, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know what the deadline is on it. I haven't researched that, but I'll try to get that for you. So, but all of you should be taking advantage of this phenomenal deal. It's like half price to get samples sent out on Impact Plus. And Impact Plus is having an incredible result on people. People are loving it. So commit to sending out a minimum of 40, which would cost you $100, samples this week, and another 40 next week through Sound Concepts. Again, you don't have to get that anxious about it if you don't want to, because I know now you can store them in a bank over there and you can do 10 a week, but buy them in the next 2 weeks so that you have them banked at the $2.50 price instead of $4.95. Okay? So, and then the beautiful thing is that Sound Concepts, once they're in your Manatech Plus contact manager system, Sound Concepts automatically adds them to a two-week follow-up campaign. So you have an auto follow-up campaign. I think there are 5 emails they get. And one of them happens to say, hey, have you used your Impact Plus sample yet? Da, 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 right? Now, let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't you want somebody else to do all that work for you? Why wouldn't you? I love the idea that I can just delegate that work to somebody else. I love automatic responder systems that somebody else is doing for me on my behalf. It's perfect because I don't have to be involved. I'm not the one making all the contacts now. So if I could send out 100 of them, you know what? I don't have to worry about 100 follow-up phone calls, 100 phone calls that weren't answered. I have to call them back in a week or 2 weeks. I don't do any of that. Sound Concepts handling all the follow-up on their end, right? Now, you can choose to call the people, but you are going to also know exactly what they're going through in terms of their autoresponder system. So how super is that? So you just start spreading the field with Impact Plus, and who knows how many people you might pick up from that. But that's a great way to generate volume in your business and do it over the next month, 2 months, whatever. So I'm going to continue handing them out as well because I love doing that because I love personal contact. So, and then if I hand them out, then I need to add them manually into the autoresponder under my Manatech Plus app. You've got to be contracting for the Manatech Plus app in order to take advantage of this autoresponder, right? Otherwise, it won't work for you. The other thing you can do with Sound Concepts is place ads. Sound Concepts allows you to place ads on Facebook today and every day for a week. You can spend, do your own budget, $10 or more per day, wherever you want, whereby Sound Concepts then adds all the buyers to the follow-up campaign. So they take care of the people that buy based on the ad you post that you're paying for that ad. And you can continue this, and Sound Concepts, again, does all the follow-up, the Manatech Plus app, all the autoresponder system, by getting people outside of your general market area, people you may not even know, people that you have off of Facebook that you can connect off of Facebook who might want to try a new energy drink, right? So super, super. Continue on this approach throughout each month, and, you know, whatever budget you want to put for that, but draft a budget for yourself and then invest that those dollars. That's what I do when I do Facebook advertising on my student loan project, Facebook advertising. I had a budget per week on exactly what I wanted to spend, how many, and that dictated to me how many I got through, right? So that's what you're doing here. It's getting you, another thing for a lot of you on this call is it gets you into the opportunity of really understanding how people are really marketing on Facebook, because that's what they're doing. They're buying ads, they put ads out there, they're collecting things. And you heard last week from Lydia when she trained on the Monday call, I'm sure she talked about a lot of the sophisticated approaches that people are using on Facebook to grow their network marketing businesses. So this could be a way for you to put your toe in the water for some of you who have never done it. Great opportunity. So take advantage of our great sampling program. All that volume gets included in your DPV for purposes of the cruise. reactivation program with the Amber Toast Life. I think this is a home run ball. You guys all have reactivation lists. You all have people that have joined your business in the past that are no longer taking the products, whether you have them pre-Texas AG or post-Texas AG or pre, I think we did the, what did they call it, when they cut off all the people about 5 years ago. They had a, and then they're going to, we lost all those people because they wanted to cleanse the downline for people who hadn't ordered in 3 years or whatever. So you have all your old lists of that. These are people that you can connect with again and do a reactivation program with Amber Toast Life. Lydia has already, in fact, of the four people that she got, I think three of them were under the reactivation program, and one was a Facebook ad. So I'm telling you, this works. Reactivation programs work. People love the products. In fact, not only did she reactivate, we have one gal that's now on fire to do the business. We have new business builders coming out of reactivations. So that's a double blessing, right? Somebody else to help grow your business as well. So don't ever poo-poo on reactivation programs, especially when you have a product like Amber Toast Life. It's a, let's talk about reactivation just so you're clear on that. The rules say you could not have had an active account anytime after December 31st, 2017. Sorry, people, I still have some red dirt in my throat. I'm trying to get rid of from walking the streets of Brazil. So what happens is if somebody's ordered in January, February, or March, reactivation will now count, okay? They because this is about new associates, right? This is new associates, new consumers. But if somebody ordered in December 2017, as long as they didn't have any orders in 2018, you can get them to qualify as a new associate slash new consumer for this program. Got it? And my suggestion, until Manita comes out with further information, because this is one of the questions they couldn't answer for me this morning, is if I had a consumer that hasn't bought for 6 months, they haven't bought since December of last year, do I have to set up a new customer account for them when they start ordering again? And the answer was they're unclear of that, but they're going to get back to me. So I will definitely send an email out on that one when they get clarity on that. Their suspicion was, yes, probably a new account would be most beneficial, okay, because then they won't get it confused. It will be hard for them to track it if it's part of an old account. So you'd want to set up a new account for them. Same with associates. All righty, everybody clear? And, of course, if you set up a new associate account, you've got to terminate the old account, right? Because you can't have them in the system twice. But you can do that. That's relatively easy to do. With a consumer, it doesn't matter. They don't carry Social Security numbers, so there's no, you know, tie in there. All right. And then I just talked about, you know, taking your list, your reactivation list. Let's say, and I'm trying to get you to do this in with a Blitz program, right? So you don't have to. But if you're going to do a Blitz program with your reactivation, you want to knock it out of the park, I'm suggesting that you take 10 days. You take your reactivation list. Let's say I have 100 names on my reactivation list. Divided by 10, that's 10. Do 10 a day for 10 straight days. And you go, well, Mary Jo, but we have 13 days till the end of the month. Yes, but you're going to need the 3 days for the follow-up, especially for those that you're connecting with on the last 2 days, you know, of your 10-day period. So just get to work on it right now. Divide it, whatever it is, divide it over 10 days. If you go, well, I can do some of it in July. Well, yeah, but you're losing the month of June purchase, which then doesn't get multiplied, the 5 times multiplier effect. So I prefer to get orders in this month and not next month, right? This month's the most important month. After June, what's the next most important month? July, right. But so do whatever you want. But I'm just saying take your list and divide it. Say, I'm going to do this for 10 days. Divide it by 10, how many names, and that's the number of people you dial for the next 10 days. Okay? Best get those, knock it out of the park. And then the last approach, and again, people, there are hundreds of approaches. I'm just giving you ideas to incorporate in your behavioral pattern to win this because I think this is easy schmeasy to win. You just got to go out and do it. The last one is called, I call it the methodical approach. You know, it's like you have the hare and you have the tortoise. This is kind of the tortoise. Okay, Mary Jo, what if I just operated at the same level every single month, blah, 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 blah. How many would I have to sign up, assuming I got them at 150 PV? Five. Five new associates or customers each month, starting with June at 150 PV, okay, every an automatic order then after they order their first one, automatic order for the remaining months because you're doing it each month. Now you get five in June, five in July, five in August, five in September, and five in October. Bingo! What if somebody stops ordering? Then you got to replace it, right? You got to get replenish it with new signups on auto order, okay? And make sure that of the 25 you sign up, you have to have at least 7 associates, right? And your estimated total points at that pace will get you 11,250. So there you go. Win the cruise that way as well. So whatever way you choose, methodical, you choose to be, you know, the hair, you know, rapid rate and do it the blitz. Whether you choose it using reactivation charts, using the sampling program, using whatever. You guys got 101 ways to win this incentive, but you got to get started. And I just hope to see all of you on the boat with me. I hope to enjoy Jamaica and Georgetown and Grand Cayman and Cozumel, Mexico with all of you come January of 2019. Any questions from anyone? Comments, questions? Does this help you become a believer? You can do it. They're quiet this morning. They're sleeping on me, Lydia. No comments. Okay, everybody.
I don't want you to have no comments. So it was
okay,
exciting.
Good. There. Here we go. Did you get excited? Are you going to be on the cruise?
It makes me get very excited. I'm
good.
Trying to figure out how many of these different blitzes we can squish into.
Sure. Yeah, you could do all of them. You could participate in all the suggestions I have. There's no limit.
That's
right?
True. That's the other part. Yeah.
Right. They're just ideas and concepts to just get your brain kind of moving in a direction of, wow, I could do that. I think I could do that. Why could I do this one and this one? Yeah. I'm doing a combination of all of them. Because you know what, people, let me express this. If you do a combination of all of them, what happens if you conquer all of them? Your volume will go off the charts. You'll climb up the leadership role. You'll be making more money. You're going to be introducing massive numbers of people to Manatech, which you really care to do. I mean, that's what we're here to do, helping people with their health in 101 ways. And you'll be excited as all get out, right? And you could even, you know, who knows, you might be one of the top winners on the cruise because of the energy and effort you put around it. So just shoot for the moon. And then if you don't hit the moon, you know what? At least you're on the ship. You have everything to gain, nothing to lose. Yeah, amen to that, right? And who couldn't use a cruise in the middle of January? I know us in Texas, we don't worry too much about the weather, but those of you up north, I mean, this is like the time to get out of town when it gets to that freezing weather. So,
get out of Dodge.
Get out of Dodge, as they say, right. Okay, everybody, love you. Have a great week and finish off this month with a bang. I'll be with you again next Monday and finishing off the ANMP and answering questions on other things. But let's make sure, commit to that cruise. Let's be on it together. See y'all. Bye, everyone.
Bye.